Tomorrow, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver will consider whether Utah's ban on same-sex marriage is constitutional. This is the first gay marriage case to reach the appeals court since the Supreme Court declined to rule on the merits of a challenge to California's marriage ban. Megan Verlee from Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio is following the case. She'll be at oral arguments tomorrow, and she joins us now. Megan, welcome.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, first, just give us the facts of this case. This is called Kitchen versus Herbert.
Well, Derek Kitchen is the lead plaintiff. He's a member of one of three couples that are suing the state of Utah, Herbert being the governor of Utah at the moment. Utah voters put the marriage ban into their state constitution by a pretty large majority in 2004, and it follows pretty much the strictest form of marriage laws. It bars any recognition of same-sex relationships like domestic partnerships or civil unions, and it doesn't recognize marriages or other same-sex relationships from other states. Now, last December, the district court judge ruled in favor of the plaintiff, struck down Utah's law, and there was a brief window when same-sex couples could actually get married.
Right.
Until the Supreme Court put a stay on that. Now the state is trying to overturn that lower court ruling and reinstate its constitutional provision.
And this is just one of several challenges to various state gay marriage laws that are out there right now in Oklahoma, Virginia, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, Nevada, Tennessee, Texas. Why is this one so important?
Well, because it's the furthest along in the process, so it's leading the pack to get to the Supreme Court and get that precedent-setting ruling that I think everybody on both sides of this issue is waiting for.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that there is the Oklahoma case, which will be heard next week in the appeals court here in Denver, and that and the Utah case will be ruled on together because the legal issues are virtually identical.
Megan, tell us about the arguments in this case. What are each side going to be saying tomorrow at the courthouse?
Not surprisingly, a lot of it turns on last year's Supreme Court decision in the case of United States versus Windsor. That was the decision that struck down a large part of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Utah is looking at language in the Windsor decision that seems to reinforce the idea that same-sex marriage is a federalist issue, that states have the power to set their own marriage laws and that those should be respected by the federal government. Utah says the logic in the Windsor case that forced the federal government to recognize same-sex marriages performed in New York should also be true in the reverse, that the federal government should respect Utah's ability to restrict marriage from same-sex couples. On the plaintiff's side, they point to language in Windsor and in other past decisions that marriage is a fundamental right and that it is protected by the 14th Amendment, and that not having these unions recognized by the state harms not just same-sex couples, but the children they're raising. And children are a big crux of this because Utah says that it has a right to restrict marriage from gay couples because it's trying to encourage childbearing within married heterosexual families.
So both sides are using children.
Oh, yes.
In their arguments. How might things go? Do we have any sense of that?
Well, challenges to gay marriage bans have done terrifically well in the lower courts. The vast, vast majority of them have succeeded. But it doesn't really mean anything until it gets to the Supreme Court and we see that precedent being set. And there are all sorts of conflicting past rulings that the justices could look to. There are rulings that talk about marriage as fundamentally being between a man and a woman. It's kind of interesting. One of those cases was actually upholding a polygamy law that was central to Utah and the Mormon Church giving up polygamy and joining the United States. So it's a little interesting that the state of Utah is now using that law to buttress its marriage laws. But on the other side, you've got cases like Loving versus Virginia, which struck down states' anti-miscegenation laws, and language in other decisions that upholds the right of people to engage in same-sex relationships without interference from the state. So, you know, the justices have a lot of places to look when it comes time for them to rule on this.
Megan Verlee of Colorado Public Radio is covering Utah's same-sex marriage case, which is at the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals tomorrow. Megan, thanks.
Thank you.